morning, everyone. Merry Christmas to you. It's wonderful to be here, as always. And I was standing in the midst of the praise team and prayed together before they started worship. I was so overjoyed. 2 years ago, the praise team was faithful, but it's not that joyful. But as time goes, especially on this Christmas Day, the praise team that I pray with this morning, they're all filled with joy. And I see a lot of young people. I'm not that old, so comparatively, you're very young. But anyway, Merry Christmas to you all and your family. I want to talk to you about the Christmas story. After my message, I'll give time to the Norway short-term mission team to share the trip they had and the blessings they received. It's a trip that you pray for. Back in November, they were here, but there wasn't time. So I make sure they will have time today before the end of the year to share what you pray for, how the Lord brought that into fulfillment. So the scripture that we read was about the birth of Christ, the Christmas story. But I want to add one more scripture for us to be impressed with. Okay. Can you? Yes. The next one. Yes. Next one. Yes. From 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 to 12. And this is the footnote or the remarks of the birth of Christ. Okay, let's read this together. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. That's the whole meaning and the effect of the birth of Christ, of Christmas. Now, this month, moviegoers, a lot of us are moviegoers, right? We fill the theaters everywhere to see the latest episode of what? Star Wars. Yeah, I know. I know you're aware. Now, it's a movie series, right? Filled with, you know, interesting characters across the galaxy. Yeah? It's a story of starships, lightsabers? No, it's lightsabers. And ray guns, and it's a story of good versus evil. It's a story of light and darkness. Actually, it's a story about families, about friendships, about finding a home. And some go to see the movie to get a thrill of action, adventure. Some seeking something to believe in, to belong to. And we always marvel at stories that keep us understand who we are, and stories that bring us to our heart and our soul and teach us what it means to be human, right? But for Christians, the Christmas season brings us the most wonderful, most amazing story of all. It's the central narrative, the story of our existence and meaning on this earth, right? And it's amazing stories, the best stories. And every year, year after year, this story of Jesus' birth sets our hearts burning. And we ask why. Because over this month, each year, this drama is acted out in thousands, ten thousands of stages, in millions and millions of dramas and plays and nativity scenes and songs, you know. So this morning, we'd like to consider a few things. We'd like to meditate a few things. What makes the Christmas story such a life-changing, amazing, unbelievable, powerful story and testimony? And the first thing I want to suggest to you is to meditate on this fact that... Okay, next one. Yeah, please, yeah. This story is life-changing because it means we now know what God is like, right? Here is the scripture from Colossians chapter 1. The Bible says, He is the image, referring to Jesus, of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Just consider that. It's mind-blowing. That's what we meant by incarnation, that God came to earth wrapped in a human body. The God of heaven, the Holy God, the Creator God, came to life and to live among us, that we may know who God is truly and fully like. Because of the birth of Christ, God came to teach us what we might truly know. Okay? Jesus gave us a picture, a living picture, of who God is. The birth of Christ put a face on God for us. He came to teach us. He came to die for us that we might be forgiven. He came to bear our sins. He rose from the dead to help us to know that we too will be raised to eternal life. In a way, Jesus, this babe in a manger, He opens the door of heaven. He promised He will return so that eternal hope would burn in our hearts. Imagine the world without the birth of Christ, the world without Jesus. What would it be like? If Jesus had never come to earth, great schools like Harvard, like Yale, great schools, we all admire these Ivy League schools, they would not exist, because do you know they were started as Christian institutions of higher education. They believe study science is to study the work of God. The founder of this school believed that because they were worshippers of Christ. Many hospitals, if Christ wouldn't come, had not come, would not exist, because they were all started by people who have a heart full of Christian compassion for those who are ill. And the way we stated our history would be completely different. Do you know that? All history, all human history that we date, is divided into things that occur before Christ, B.C., and the things that occur after Christ, A.D. So there will be no church on every corner of the world. We would never heard of a love of a personal God. God would have never visited the world, and we have no idea and no hope of returning to this earth. There will be no Christmas, no gift exchange. There will be no Christmas carol, no hymn to sing, to be inspired of. Right? The world without Jesus, the world without the birth of Christ, would be like a severe winter, a cold winter without Christmas. Without Jesus, if you go through the Bibles, Mary Magdalene would have died in her sins. Without Jesus, Matthew would still have been a traitor. The Roman soldier would have continued their iron grips and the cruelty and bloodshed in this world. Peter, James, and John would have done nothing more than what they would have been doing, fishing for their life. Apostle Paul would never have been more than just a cruel Pharisee, legalistic in legalism, demanding perfection from everyone and punish everyone that deviate from perfection. The people that need healing during the time of Christ would still have been broken in body and in spirit. The lame would still have been lame, the blind we still remain in the darkness, and the deaf we still live in silence. We will never hear the word that peace I live with you and my peace I give to you. The next slide, please. We will never hear the word my peace I give you, Jesus said, I will not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And we'll never have heard what Jesus said, I've told you this, that my joy will be in you and that your joy may be complete. that I come that you may have life and have it to the full. That's why we sing about Emmanuel. Christ, God, is with us. He was with us 2,000 years ago. He's with us now in his present moment through the Holy Spirit, and he's continue to show us what God is like. So we have a God that cares enough for us to come down from heaven and so humbly in a manger as a babe. He showed us what he was like, and his name was love, was truth, and was hope. Jesus was a friend to sinners and the failures. He showed love and compassion to all the outcasts. He healed the sick and raised the dead. He taught us about values, how to value, that the value of this world is not to determine our worth. He taught us that our worth, our value to God, are more important than anything else that people taught us with the world values. If Jesus had not come, we would never know that about God. And because Jesus showed us what God was like, we want to be like him. We have been transformed by his grace. We have been renewed by his love. So we extend grace to others because it has been so wonderfully extended to us by Christ. We forgive because we have been forgiven. We give because God gave himself to us. We live because he gave us eternal life. Because Jesus came, we know what God is like. A living life, a living hope, a living truth. So Christmas story is an amazing, life-changing story because now we know what God is like. And we want to follow him. And secondly, the reason because Christmas story is so life-changing, amazing, unbelievable, because it means that our sins can be forgiven. Next one, please. Think for a moment. The worst things that you have ever done, the thing that makes your brain burn with shame and regret, and then think what it would be like if Jesus had not come, and that you could be forgiven for all your sins. And what would that like? Our guilt would never be relieved. Condemnation be always over our head. And since Jesus came, forgiveness has come to those of us who receive this grace from the manger, holy child. We know the freedom now that forgiveness brings. We can forgive ourselves, we can forgive others, because we have experienced this wonderful forgiveness Christ Jesus came to give us. But if Jesus had never come, we will only have religious rules, commandments to follow. We'll never hear the great words of Jesus' word, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but what? To save through him. If Jesus had not come, we would be missing a Savior. There would be no talk of forgiveness. There would be no talk of reconciliation, only rules and laws to be obeyed. Grace would be a word, would not be a word in the vocabulary. We will only talk about justice, revenge, and people get what they deserve, rather than finding mercy with God. If Jesus had never come, we would never hear the words. Next slide, please. Neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin. We'll never hear this word. How great is the love of Father, lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that's what we are. We are children of God because we have been forgiven. As an act of grace that Christ Jesus, the manger child, holy child, make possible on his atoning death 33-some years ago, later. So this is more than forgiveness. It brings a transformation in our lives. The Bible said We who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Christ, the holy babe in a manger, came not only to clean our hearts, but also to change our hearts. So we are being transformed into Christ's character more and more in each passing day, because we live with him, we are becoming like him. Because we follow him, we're being transformed into his likeness. His Holy Spirit every day working in us through everything, through all things, trial and tribulations, up and down in life, to produce Christ's image in our soul. So Christmas is life-changing. Christmas is a story of hope, of love, of life-changing, unbelievable, amazing, because it means now we know who God is, what he's like, and that our sins can be forgiven. And this leads to the final consideration today. The next one, please. Christmas is life-changing because it means now we have the hope of heaven. Heaven was made possible by Jesus. He came to open the door of heaven for us. Think about what the world would be like if there was no hope of heaven. What would you say at a funeral to a loved one if Jesus had not come? I've been pastor for so many years, every funeral. If I don't have Christ, if Christ had not come, I have nothing to say. There will be no hope beyond the grave. You could not talk about heaven or any reason to hope for eternal life with God. Only the reality of dissolving into dust, into darkness, into hopelessness. The Bible says, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are more pity than all men. That means if we don't have the hope of heaven, just live this life, even as Christians, we are to be pitied, right? If Jesus had not come, there would be no book of Revelation. There would be no hope of a returning Savior that will overcome the evil and injustice of the world and open the heaven for us. There would be no hope of hearing the word. Next slide, please. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. What's the point of laboring in love if there's no heaven? There will not be any hope of resurrection either. There will be no eternal life if Jesus had not come. Nothing to anticipate except the closing of the casket and the coldness of the grave, the burial ground. But Jesus had come, and that all has changed. We live in joyful anticipation and joyful expectation of what's yet to come. The glory of heaven, the hope of heaven. So Christmas means that Christ has given us this gift of heaven. It's still unwrapped, but the package has our name on it. We know what awaits us beyond that door of death is ours. So we would never have received the gift if there was no Christmas. But we wait longingly, expectantly, anticipating that we will enjoy this glorious gift of heaven in all this unwrapped wonder. And I personally dream of that day, meeting my late father again, my late mother-in-law. They're so precious. As the Bible says, but in keeping with this promise, we're looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. The day will come and we'll hear the word from God. Now the dwelling of God is with man, and God will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be with God. He will wipe every tears from their eyes. There'll be no more death, no more mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Many years ago, I heard this story. Many preachers, pastors were excited about this story. It's a story about a very wealthy man. this wealthy man lost his wife. But he had a young son, a very bright young son. He loved this young son. They both were passionate about art collection. Together, they traveled around the world to look for fine arts to collect. When they find the finest treasure of art, they brought home and add to their collections. So there were priceless work by Picasso, Van Gogh, and Monet, and many others. They put them on the walls of their family houses and estate. And this wealthy man's only child becoming more experienced as experienced art collector, and his father was very happy. But the day came, war broke out. The young man left to serve the country in the war. And then after only a few weeks, his father received this letter that his young son had been killed in a battle. While he was carrying a fellow soldiers to a medic, the father was very sad, and he became old very quickly. On Christmas morning, a knock came at the door of the old man's house, and he opened the door, and he saw a soldier with a large package in his hands. This soldier introduced himself to the old man by saying, I was a friend to your son. I was the one he was carrying, rescuing, before he died. May I come in for a few moments? I have something to show you. And the soldier said, I'm also an artist, and I want to give you this. The old man opened the package. It was a picture of his young son. Now, it may not be a piece of genius work, but the painting did draw the young man's face in great details and capture the personality and spirit of this young son. So the following spring, the old man became ill and he passed away. Now, according to the will of this old man, all the art collection would be auctioned. So art collectors from all around the world gather at this old man's home and mansion to bid on the world's most spectacular paintings. The auction began with a painting that was not on any list. It was a painting of the old man's young son. Now, the auction began with this painting. The auctioneer asked for an open bid, and the room was silent. And someone raised their hand and asked, why do we begin with this picture? But the auctioneer ignored that question, and he added, who will open the bidding with $100? Now, moments passed, not a sound, not from anyone who came to buy. Who cares about the picture? A noise at the back. It's just a picture of his son. Let's forget it and go on with other most important paintings. And other voices also came in agreement. But the auctioneer replied, no, we have to sell this one first. Now, who will take this picture, this young son of the old man? Finally, after minutes of silence, a friend of the old man raised his hand and spoke, I knew the boy. I'd like to have it. I will bid $100. So the auctioneer said, I have $100 bid. Who will go higher? After long silence, the auctioneer said, okay, going once, going twice, done, gone. And so everyone was happy in the room. Oh, all right, let's go on with the other wonderful paintings. But the auctioneer looked at the audience and announced, auction was over. Everyone was surprised and disbelieved and stung and said, Why? They spoke up and complained. What do you mean it's over? We didn't come here for the picture of some old guy's son. What about all these other paintings? There are millions, billions worth of art here. What's going on? Then the auctioneer replied, very simple. According to the will, of the Father, whoever takes the Son gets it all. This is the essence of the story of Christmas. Whoever takes the Son gets it all. Okay. Next slide, please. The Bible puts it this way. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. It doesn't say if you don't have a church, if you don't come to church, it says if you don't have the Son of God. It's the Son of God. The one who has the Son of God has it all. So the question of Christmas are this. Do you have the Son of God at all? Do you have the essence of the Christmas story in your life? Because Jesus came, we know what God is like. Because Jesus came, we experience forgiveness of our sins. We've experienced the transformation of our hearts. We have received the promise of heaven. We have received the anticipation of eternal life. What better gift could we ask for? Will you receive this gift today? Will you open this gift, heavenly gift today? Many of us are Christians. Are we followers of Christ? Do we really believe? Does our belief transform our actions and our lifestyles? Are we still living in sins? Are we still burdened with guilt? Are we lost in this world pursuits and lost sight of the glorious anticipation of coming eternal gift of heaven? Accept Him this Christmas. Follow Him. Love Him. Worship Him. Obey Him. This Christmas, have Christmas, the real Christmas of Christ born in our heart and soul. Amen. Merry Christmas to you. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, our holy, wonderful, loving, it's unbelievable that you would come down as a man, as a babe, so humbly, just for us. In a world where worries, not peace, prevails, we pray that, Lord, you stir up our spirit, you stir up our heart of this good news again. This Christmas, make this real, Lord, of what you are like. And for forgiveness of our sins, the peace you bring us. Because never have we needed your joy, your peace, that hope, that truth more than now. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of Jesus. We thank you for this gift of Emmanuel. We thank you for this gift of the Word make flesh. Forgive us for forgetting. Forgive us for ignoring. Forgive us that we no longer have the faith to follow. Forgive us that we forget your love never changes, never fades. That you never abandon the purpose for which you came to love us, to help us, to save us, to transform us, and to guide us, to be with us, to give us life eternal, the joy of relationship with a holy, glorious God. O Lord Christ, this Christmas, sealed your promise, your birth, your death to us in a fresh way forever. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now may I invite the Norway Short-Term Mission team to come.